This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The cost of living in Colorado Springs is the highest in more than two decades. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The Gazette cites national data that shows the cost of living in the Springs at nearly 103% the national average. It's the highest that figure has been since 1997. Last year, the city was 99.9% of the national average. Housing and transportation costs were the primary drivers of the increase. The housing market in the Springs has been on a tear in recent years, though the average single-family home is still about $100,000 less than in Denver. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette says Denver needs more coronavirus testing and contact tracing to control the pandemic. DeGette noted at a congressional hearing today the president's recent comments about slowing down testing to keep infection numbers low.
I do believe that the administration is trying to increase testing, but I don't think it helps when the president continually minimizes the importance of testing.
DeGette says health experts expect a vaccine by early next year. Denver's Crush Walls Street Arts Festival is on the horizon. CPR's Andrew Villegas explains.
The annual Arts Fest will go on despite the COVID-19 pandemic. In September, the events will welcome 100 artists to make 40 murals and other art pieces in the Rhino Arts District. The events attract artists from all over the world, as well as locally. And organizers say they received more than 700 applications this year. It will feel a little different, however. There will be greater social distancing in place and more digital-only events to avoid spreading the coronavirus. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, a NASCAR historian and University of North Carolina professor talks about the history of racism and the Confederate flag in stock car racing. Then, Kent County, Michigan, a home to Betsy DeVos and Gerald Ford, has been a loyal Republican stronghold for a long time. But it's also a suburban place that Democrats think they can win this November. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered here on CPR News. 84 in Denver, 75 in Vail. This is CPR.